It's really, I just love it when the Holy Spirit puts everything together. And He's been so faithful to do that for us over the years. He's just so awesome. But I want to speak to you this morning on the subject that you have been redeemed from the curse. Not you're going to be redeemed, but you are redeemed. Everybody say that with me. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Come on, again, one more time. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah. In Galatians chapter 3, and we're going to start in verse 10. It says, "For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them." Now this is an interesting thing. It's saying, is the law bad? No. Was the law not holy? It was very holy. Here's the problem, we couldn't do it. So anybody who tried to do it, the law was so explicit that you had to keep every jot and every tittle of the law. And that wasn't just the Ten Commandments. That would be hard enough. There was a lot of other things that were involved with it. But nobody could do it. But here's what I see happen with Christians a lot of times. They'll get set free in Jesus. And then they'll go, yes, but somebody will come along and say, yes, you got saved. But now you have to do this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this, or you have to be baptized this way, or the way you're saying Jesus isn't right, so you're going to have to say that a different way, or you're going to do something else. And what they're actually doing is they're putting themselves back under the law. And the minute that they do that, they're walking back under the curse. Because they can't do it. They can't gain righteousness or holiness by what they say or what they do. They can only do it by faith in the one who's already done it for them, right? We're not under the curse. Glory to God. Let's go on reading. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Easy to do. Verse 11. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. It's evident. All you have to do is look at religious folks. And you look at them and they look really holy. They talk really holy. But you know there's something about them that's off. Right? Or they do something that's off. Or they disappoint people. They're off. Why? Because they're trying to do it by themselves being some standard that they can't even meet themselves. And the reality is you're lost, I'm lost without Jesus. I can't be holy enough to be holy. I can't be righteous enough to be righteous. I need somebody to stand in the gap for me. And that somebody is Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father through Him. The only holy people are those who've consecrated themselves in Jesus. What does that mean? I'm fully immersed. Come on, I'm fully immersed. Jesus is my everything. He's my all in all. Jesus is it, right? Right? And look at this. It says, the just shall live by faith. The just shall, those who are justified, the only way they can be justified is by faith. And faith is the promise that God had made. Faith is the fact that He said that Jesus is coming into the world, and when He comes into the world, He's going to draw people unto Me, and He's going to shed His blood for Me. He's going to be sacrificed for Me. My sins are going to be placed upon Him, and then His righteousness is going to be given to me. That's the faith that I stand in. Now watch this. I don't always feel saved. This is for sure. I don't always think saved. There are times when I'm tempted to not even speak saved. Oh, look at me. You're looking so holy. Come on. The last traffic jam you were in. What did you say? No, watch. Watch this now. There are times, but the reality is, whether I feel it, whether I say it, I'm saved because I believe that Jesus died in my place. Right? And my righteousness comes from my faith, and I'm living that out every day. So when I don't feel it, I still say it. I'm saved by faith. When I'm not acting like it and I repent after I'm convicted of it, I say, but even though I messed up, I can get up because I'm saved by faith. And I'm living that out on a daily basis. The life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who died and gave Himself for me. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does the law shall live by them. Now listen to this. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, that it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I have the blessing of Abraham because Jesus took the curse for me. When He was hanging on that cross, He took my sin, right? And in that sin, the curse was contained. But when the price was paid, the curse was lifted. Whoo! Glory to God. I'm no longer under the curse. But sometimes, I still feel like I'm cursed. Sometimes, if you looked at me, man, that guy's got trouble. I mean, he's got trouble. I thought God's favor was upon it. Listen, it doesn't matter whether I feel like it. It doesn't matter even whether I look like it. I need to proclaim what He said. And He said, I'm no longer under the curse because Jesus took the curse for me. So every time you're feeling like I'm a little bit under it, maybe God doesn't like me as much, and maybe God's not for me, or maybe I'm not going to get what God has promised me, you have to understand where that's coming from. And then you have to speak the faith that's in your heart already and say, no, 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 no. Jesus paid the price so that I don't have to. The devil doesn't come out. Hallelujah. Come on. See, I would have ignored that, but then if I just kept talking, the people online couldn't hear me. They could read lips, I guess. But I'm no longer under the curse, for He took the curse for me. I have to live every day like I'm not cursed. I have to live every day like I'm not under the curse. I have to live every day like Jesus actually paid the price for me, and I'm redeemed from the curse. That means the price was paid so that the curse no longer is applied to me. I don't have to be what the enemy wants me to be because Jesus has made me different. Hallelujah. The law couldn't remove the curse. Because of us. Because we couldn't keep the law. But the just, that's me, I'll live by faith. What's the faith that I'm living in? That Jesus paid the price for me, and I'm no longer under the curse of the law. And the next thing is that the blessings of Abraham are mine. Let me say that again. The blessing that came upon Abraham are mine. I walk in them. I live in them. They're mine, whether I feel it, whether I see it or not. Do you know Abraham was a pretty blessed guy? Now, the biggest blessing is that through Abraham, Jesus came. And through Abraham, Jesus came and died on the cross and took my sins. And now I'm no longer outside of heaven, but I'm in heaven. And I'm in heaven because Jesus is in heaven, and I'm seated with Him in heavenly places. So let's talk a little bit about the curse so we can identify it. So when it starts to speak up in our lives, say, well, that doesn't apply to me. Right? That doesn't apply to me. That might apply to you. If it does, get Jesus, because Jesus will remove it from you. Let's go quickly to Genesis chapter 2. And let's look at the first place where this is applied. Genesis chapter 2. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17. Listen to this. It says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." This was Adam and Eve, obviously. They were in the garden. God gave them everything, everything they needed, everything they could ever want. He said, you just do your work and name the animals and take dominion and do all of that, and all of this is yours. But one thing, don't do this. Because so the day you do this, you'll die. So the first curse, and the main curse is that sin brings upon death. I have to say this because, just to remind you, that death is never the cessation of something. Death is always the separation from something. Now, what do I mean? When they ate of this, Adam and Eve lived a long time on the earth. So they didn't cease to exist. So they didn't die physically. They didn't cease to be here on the earth. But they died spiritually. And what does that mean? That means that they were separated from God. They could no longer walk with God. They could no longer have a talk with God in the cool of the day. They couldn't have the fellowship before. Before they didn't have to have sacrifices to get to God. They just went with God. But after that happened, everybody was offering sacrifices. Why? Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. But when Jesus paid the price for us, we entered into eternal life that requires no more sacrifices on our part, because Jesus is our sacrifice. Come on, anybody out here? Anybody out here? Look at this. This is so awesome. I'm no longer under the curse of I sin, I die. But by faith in Jesus who died for me, by His death and resurrection and my being identified with it, I now live. I'm no longer under the curse of death, being separated from God, being spiritually dead and alienated from Him. I'm now alive unto God. And the life that I now live is lived in the being of God. I'm not saying I'm God, but I'm with God. God's in me. Hallelujah. He's for me. He's not against me. The curse of being removed from God is completely gone. Hallelujah. That's so amazing. It's so amazing. So I'm no longer under that curse. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 27. the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27. I love the blessing of Abraham, and I need to walk in it. Why do I need to walk in it? Well, because it's stupid not to. That's one reason. But the other reason is that God wants to use us to show other people that He's real and that He's alive. But we've lived below our privilege that is in Christ Jesus. It's because we've still been identifying with the curse instead of removing the curse. Hallelujah. See, there's something that goes on in a Christian's life. Did you know that we're no longer of the world? And we're not supposed to have any part of the world? And so the Bible is still clear that you will reap what you sow. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh. It doesn't mean you're going to hell, but if you lie, then people are not going to trust you. If you steal, hopefully you'll go to jail, right? I mean, are you listening to me? So even though we're removed from the curse of the law, we can bring curse symptoms back on us by not doing what God's called us to do. He told us to be holy. So the enemy, if he can't keep us from knowing that Jesus is Lord, he's going to try to lure us back into living a life that's below our means. Right? And by doing that, we'll not reap the full benefits. Not that we're trying to do something to be holy, but we're trying to live life the way God and the Holy Spirit would have us to live it so that we don't enter into this. But look at this. This is, again, Old Testament law, but there's truths in this. Look at verse 16. You're just going to be blessed, right? Cursed is the one who treats his father or mother with contempt. And all the people said, Amen. Cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark. And all the people said, Amen. Cursed is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road. And all the people said, Amen. Cursed is the one who perverts justice due to strangers and fatherless and widows. And all the people said, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's bed. And all the people said, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal. And all the people said, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his sister and the daughter of his father or the daughter of his mother, and all the peoples shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly, and all the people said, Amen. Cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person, and all the people say, Amen. Cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law by observing them, and all the people said, Amen. You see, what he's saying here is there's absolutely cause and effect that goes on. If you don't follow God's word and if you don't do what God's calling you to do, then there's a recompense that's going to come with that. Even as you know your saintly Christian self, if you're deceitful, watch this. If you're deceitful, it's going to cause something bad to come to your life. That doesn't mean that you're under the curse of the law, but you're under the curse of sowing and reaping. Did you hear what I'm saying? So what is the result? What should we do about that? Here's the smart thing to do. If God says do, do. And if God says don't, don't. And there's another thing. If you're born again, if you'll listen to your spirit, I mean the inner witness that's in your spirit. And I'm not saying you hear a voice. But how many have said something and right before you said it, there's something inside of you said, don't say that. Don't say that. Or don't do that. That's your spirit trying to get you in line with the Word of God. To keep you from reaping the results, right, of the action that you're about to commit. We're not under the curse, but we're under the blessing. But our lifestyle still has in us the cause and effect. I don't care how saved you are. You could be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, speak with tongues, prophesy, dance. But if you go rob a bank, you're going to jail. Right? Right? Oh, I'm not going to jail. I'm not under the curse. I'm not under the curse. I'm not under the curse. I'm not. But you're under the law of man. Right? Are you getting what I'm saying? But here's the deal. We're not under the curse. But we need to live our lives for Jesus. Living by faith means that I'm living according to the faith. I'm living in the faith. I'm going to do what's right because it's right, period. I'm not going to do what's wrong because it's wrong, period. Hello? Hello? I'm not going to yell at my kids because I'm the man of the house and bless God, they'll do what I say. Right? When the compassion of God says, that's not the way to go. Are you listening to what I'm saying? All right, get to chapter 28. Now listen to this. Now it surely shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all of His commands, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. Jesus fulfilled every penalty for sin that I've ever committed. He has set me on high. I'm already blessed because I'm in Him. I need to walk out my blessing. Hallelujah. And all of these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. See how important it is to be listening to your spirit and not violating that still small voice. Right? But here's the position that you'll be in. Blessings, 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 blessings. Man, they're all around me. There's blessings behind me. There's blessings out in front of me. I'm just blessed. I am a blessed man. And I'm not a blessed man just because I'm delusional. I'm blessed because His blessings have not just come to me. They've overtaken me. Hallelujah. Our lives should be lived in such a way that people come to us and they say, I don't know what you have, but I want it. How can you smile in the midst of this adversity? You're going through the same. Because of Jesus. Jesus has blessed me. How did you know that? How did you get that wisdom? Because the wisdom of God has been given unto me because I've asked Him for it. And I'm blessed. I'm not cursed. I'm blessed and not cursed. Now, I'm not going to go there this morning. I don't have time. What? Glory to God. Listen to this. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, the increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle, the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall you be in the basket and the kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They will come against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you and your storehouses and to all that you set your hand. He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Watch this. This is so important. how do I live this out? In the morning, Lord, I'm waking up today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And God, with all of my heart, I want to praise you. I want to worship you. And I want to serve you today. Right? And if I do anything that's outside of your will for me, just speak to my heart and I'll be quick to repent of it. But based on that, I declare that I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. I'm blessed when I go out. I'm blessed when I come in. I'm blessed. Come on. Everything that I do, my hands steps do, it prospers in Jesus' name. But you say, I would love to be able to share that and be able to declare that, but I'm not going to declare anything that's not true. Whose truth are you going to declare? Your truth or His truth? He said, I'm blessed, so I'm blessed. Now, there may be circumstances that are between me and the absolute manifestation of that blessing, but faith said, I was blessed when He said it, and so I'm going to walk in light of that, and I'm going to rejoice, and I'm going to declare what He said, no matter what the situation is. I'm not under the curse, I'm blessed. So when you feel cursed, you say, that's not me. That's not me, because Jesus has set me free from the curse in Jesus' name. And I don't care what happens to anybody else, I don't care what anybody else's testimony is, I'm going to declare that I'm blessed. And the blessing of Abraham has come upon me. I'm blessed in the city. Look at Abraham, he increased everywhere he went because the favor of God was upon him. Right? Now listen to me. This is how I fight my battle. Come on. We're trying to fight our battle on our own, right? Man, I got to do this, I got to do that, and I've got to make sure this is taken care of, and I got to make sure that's, and bless God, I'm taking that guy to court because he's not going to do me that way. Right? Listen to this. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before you. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. So when you see enemies coming, just start to rejoice. I'm not under the curse. I'm blessed. Enemies, you don't know what you're facing. Enemies, you don't know what you're facing. Hallelujah. But we have to know who we are and whom we serve before we can face our enemies. But once we know it, we have to face them. Let me just remind you of the story of David and Goliath. And David went up to the army of God. He was just a run of a kid, but went up to them, and Goliath was out there. Man, I'm going to take you guys as lunch, and I'm going to take your head. You're going to serve us, because look at who I am. Look at how big my armor is. And the enemy oftentimes look at us like it's it's just not able to be defeated. But David said, what are you fools doing? You are the chosen of God. You are the people of God. You are the anointed of God. What are you doing? Any one of you who understands that they're not under the curse, but they're under the blessing of God, can stand against this dude. But watch this. David didn't just go say, well, I'm the blessed of God. I'm the anointed of God. I'm the blessed. No curse shall come nigh my dwelling. He had to go out in the field and face the giant who was coming at him. He ran. But watch this. We have to get up and do something about where we are. Right? If the enemy is absolutely tormenting us mentally, we have to stand up and say, I'm not taking this anymore. But I'm coming at it with the Word of God, and I'm going to put the Word of God on my lips, and I'm going to run at that giant in the name of Jesus, and I refuse to stand defeated because the curse has been lifted from me, and I have no reason to stand defeated. Hallelujah. The blessing of Abraham are mine. I walk in the blessing of Abraham. We are not under lack. We need to quit talking lack and start declaring the blessing of God. We need to declare that I know what to do because God is with me. I know what to do because God is for me. I know what to say because God has put His Word in my heart and I'm going to let it come out of my mouth. Some of us are blessed, but we act cursed. How do I know it? Well, I've read your Facebook posts. I've heard you talk. Oh, you don't understand. Everybody's against me. Nobody's for me. My life would be so much better if I was just treated better. Shut up. I mean, really, really. Quit talking like that. Begin to declare that you're blessed going in, you're blessed coming out. Because here's the law, and it's a principle. If you keep talking like that, you're going to keep reaping that. Well, you know, nobody likes me. Well, keep reaping it. Nobody ever helps me. Keep reaping it. Nobody ever talks to me. Keep reaping it. How about getting in the Word and say, man, I'm blessed wherever I go. I'm blessed coming. The favor of God is upon me. I'm going to declare what God has said about me. And I'll tell you, what happens is that attracts people to you. Oh, that doesn't work for me. That's because you're not working it. That's because you're staying in the bondage that the curse brings rather than getting out of it. And I need to close, but go to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. There's so many verses that we could go to. And you need to go to. You need to find them. You need to stand on them. You need to declare them out of your mouth. You see, David just didn't think in his heart, well, you know, I could defeat that dude. David went to his brothers. He went to the king. He went to anybody that would listen. That uncircumcised Philistine, that person that's not in the favor of God, cannot stand in my presence. I'll surely, surely have his head by the end of the day. He was saying it. He said it because, and his brothers got mad at him. But out of desperation, the king said, nobody else is saying it. Go, boy. Here's take my armor. I'm not going, but you can go. David said, that doesn't fit me. That's not who I am. I'm not like anybody else, but I got this sling of 5 stones. Somebody said, well, why'd you take 5? It only took 1. Well, Goliath had 4 brothers. If they're coming after me, I'm going to get them too. Woo, glory to God. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We dwell in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now because of who we are in Jesus. Everybody say that with me. I'm in Jesus. So I dwell in heavenly places. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. Now listen to these next few verses. I will say. Everybody say that. I will say. Will you? But when are you going to say it? How about tomorrow? How about when you feel defeated? How about when everything seems to be going wrong? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. So when the enemy is coming at you and you feel like the curse is overtaking you, you need to say something. I'm taking back my land. You're not going to take back your land if you're not saying anything. If you're not speaking to the mountain, you know, we sing a song and I get it, but God, speak to the mountain. He said, no, fool, you do it. I gave you the authority to speak to the mountain. I'm not going to speak to your mountain for you. I expect you to stand up and say. Everybody say, say. You're all talking, but you're not talking the right thing. You're talking the curse instead of the blessing. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. And I will say, surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with the feathers of His wings, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrows that fly by day. Why? Because I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge. He's my strength. He's everything that I need. He's the one that meets my needs. He's the one that bore my sickness. He's the one that took my pain. He's the one that paid for my peace. He is the one. I want to say that He is Jehovah. He's Jehovah Rapha. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's Jehovah. Over everything that He is, El Shaddai, meaning He is more than enough for anything that I face. I will say and say and say and say. I'll say it today. I'll say it tomorrow. I'll say it this afternoon. I'll say it in the morning. I will say. I will say. I will say. But I can't say one thing this way and then another thing another way and expect them to work because they're pulling against each other. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm always sick. I'm always broke. You know, they're just blessed. I'm never blessed. I'm blessed whether I have anything or not. I'm saved whether I feel it or not. I'm healed whether I have sickness in my body or not. Because I'm not under the curse. I've been redeemed from it in Jesus' name. You get anything this morning? Come on, are you going to say something different? Come on, come on. It's all right to say it now, and we love to say it now, but when you leave here, you're going to be tempted to say something different. Don't allow yourself to say something different. And if somebody is saying something different about you, either correct them if you can, but if you can't, walk away from them and declare what He said over you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word today. I thank You for Your presence today. I thank You, the same God. You told us, Lord, that we could lay hands on the sick and they recover. You said, Lord, that we could speak to demons that are in people's lives and they'd have to leave. We thank You, Lord, that we have that same authority this morning. And Father, all of those who are watching online, I just declare the blessing of God upon you. I speak the name of Jesus over you and I command sickness and poverty and defeat to be gone from your house in Jesus' name. Agree with me and begin to declare it where you're at. And in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your blessings. Amen. 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 Thank you for joining us. God bless you. If you don't know Jesus, make Him the Lord of your life. Just say, Father, in Jesus' name, I know I'm a sinner, but I need a Savior, and Jesus is it. And if you're there and you're saying, I don't know if any of this is true, if you've got guts enough, just say, God, if there is a God, show me yourself. And then, in sincerity of heart, He will. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Thanks for coming. Hallelujah.